Alright, we're on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph Yuma, very top line. And the Gemara had been going through a discussion between Reish Lakish of Yochanan, what exactly is the source of the Shivas Yimei Hafrasha, the 7 days of separation prior to Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Yochanan had held that we learned it from the Shivas Yimei Hamiluim, the 7 days before the Mishkan, and Reish Lakish had responded he learned it from Kabbalah Satorah, Har Sinai. So the Gemara says, top line, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Bishmaludidi, makes sense according to me. Rabbi Yochanan says, the Alfina Mimiluim, I learned from Miluim. Hainu Detanya, that's what the Brisa tells us later on. Zev Zem Mazin Alav Kol Shiva. Mikol Chatos Shayusham. That the entire week before Yom Kippur, from Tzom Gdal including, you know, all the way up until maybe the Rosh Hashanah, I guess. 8 days, between 7 days, so we said.
The day after Rosh Hashanah.
Right. So they would, Mimazin, they would sprinkle blood, water rather, from the Chatos. Chatos is a reference to the Mechatas, the Paraduma, the entire week. To have Nami Hazah Bimilum, because there was also Hazah, they also sprinkled Aaron and his children during the week of Milum. So I understand why sprinkling takes place during the 7 days. We look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mikol Chatel Shayusham, Mikol Paro Upara Hayunosin Kitsas Lishmerish. Every single paraduma, however often, we said it wasn't very often, but they took a little bit from each paraduma and left it in the mishmeres, kept it aside, stored away. Min ha'efer bechel, in a certain place in the base of off the base of Megdash. Kach sheinim masechas paro. V'ani shemati, Rashi himself, he heard, efer parsha Moshe lo kala. No, the efer that Moshe Rabbeinu, the paraduma that he had made and burnt, that never finished. There was always some left of it. So that mechat that's from Moshe Rabbeinu was left over for each and every single year for the Shivas Yimei Hafrasha of Yom Kippur. So next Rashi tells us, where do we see that there is hazah, there is sprinkling also during the Miluim? So next Rashi tells us, the Havanami hazah b'frishas de Miluim kol Shiva, they also had, the pasuk says, Bayaz el Aharon v'gomer, uksiv Shivas Yami Yimali es Yadam. So for 7 days, sprinkling went on. In other words, says Rashi, kol Shiva also lehem kichok Yom Rishon. Just like day one, the chok, the law was one sprinkling, all 7 days they did the same thing over and over again for seven consecutive days. So now it makes sense, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why there is sprinkling going on during the 7 days. Ella, says the Gemara, Ledidcha, according to Reish Lakish, the Alphas Misinai, Hazab the Sinai Mihave, was there sprinkling that took place at Kabbalah Satorah? What's your source for Hazab during the 7 days? Amalei, so Reish Lakish is back to Rabbi Yochanan, Ultamech, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, who learns it from Miluim, Minicha, does it make sense? Bimiluim dam, hachamayim. The Miluim, they're sprinkling blood on Aaron the entire 7 days. Here, by the Yom Kippurim, they're sprinkling water. Water and dam are very different. It's not the same. So holokasha, that's not so problematic according to Rabbi Yochanan, because the Tani Rabbi Chia nichnusu mayim tachas dam, because somehow the water took the place of dam. It used to be dam. Shivas Yimei Miluim was dam, and they just switched over to mayim, but the same idea of sprinkling took place.
Because, you know why? Because in the Shivas Yimei Miluim hadayin lo nisir for the paraduma rishon.
They didn't have a paraduma, so dam was the only thing they could use.
Right.
But according to you, Elodidcha, according to Reish Lakish, Hazab the Sinai Mihava, was there any form of sprinkling at all? At least I had some Hazab, Maisa Hazab. Okay, the liquid was different, but you had no Maisa Hazab. So Amrlei, Reish Lakish responds, Malabalma. The idea of the sprinkling, the Kohen Gadol during the 7 days, is not fundamental to the 7 days. It was a Malabalma, a special added Chumrah that the Chum instituted. That wasn't part of the real fundamental point of the 7 days. Okay, so you look at Rashi, as rather Tosos Hazad, that Tosos. Actually, Tosos first in Nichnasu, that one. He says Mayim Tachas Dam, that the water took the place of the dam. He says the Lav the Gamri Drasha Gemurhi. It's not a real complete Drasha. Had the Gamri Bimiluim. The Liman from Miluim is not a real Lima to apply to the 7 days of Frasha. El Asmachta Baalma. It's a real Asmachta because the Iker Krod the Kasher Asa Biyom Azeh. That real source Yeshet Farish to Biyom Rishon Shah. He goes on to explain a different understanding of it. But the idea being that this whole idea of learning from the Miluim is only a Esmachta Baalma, and it's not so problematic that each detail is not exactly the same. Water to dam is not the biggest deal. Tosa's pointing out it's not a real limud. I think others say it might be a real limud, but Tosa says it's not. Next, Tosa's Hazah, he writes, B'sinai mihava. Ask Tosa's, Vim tomar v'ha b'sinai hazah's dam? There was hazah's dam. What are you talking about? Why didn't Reish Lakish say there was? Look at the pasuk that Tosa's quotes in Shmos Chav Dalad. V'yikach Moshe es hadam v'yizrak ha'am. He took the blood and sprinkled it on the arm. There clearly was Zrika. There clearly was Hazah. Tosfos answers V'yesh lomar osa zrika lo haisa b'shvil tara. The point, you're right, there was a maisa zrika, but the point of it was different. It wasn't for tara.
When was it? Sinai, there were no korbanos.
There weren't any korbanos, any hanami, but it says that he took blood and they sprinkled blood onto the ark.
Before he went up?
This is, the pasuk's mentioned, I think, after he went up. I think at the end of Mishpatim, even though Yisro comes before Mishpatim. I think it's mentioned after Mishpatim, but I think it happened before. I'm not sure before, I don't know exactly when, but it happened in Kabbalah Sotah. All the way at the end of Mishpatim, I think.
Okay.
I think that's where it is. Because the way it works is Yisro is a Kabbalah Sotah, then it's Mishpatim, and then at the end of Mishpatim, it comes back to talk about Kabbalah Sotah a little bit. I think that's where Chav Dalet is.
But there wasn't 7 days, so yes.
No, but there were sprinklings. So I guess it must be the sprinkling must have taken place during those 6 days of separation beforehand. Yeshmos Chavdal is Mishpatim. After all the halachas Mishpatim, it talks about Moshe came down and he told everybody about the bris.
This is the first time he went up and Hashem told him about what did they have to accept and not accept. And he came down and they accepted.
I'm not sure. We'll see the bottom of the daf in the next page talks a little bit about going up and going down.
Okay.
Again, I'm not sure what stage, but you probably have to assume it's during those 6 days of separation that this took place. So anyways, Tosa's question is, so there clearly was a Zrika Hazah taking place at Kabbalah Sotara. So why didn't Reish Lakish respond that way? So again, answers Tosa's V'yesh Lomar, Osa Zrika Lo Haisa B'Shvil Tara, it wasn't for the purification of Klai Yisrael. Sharei Lo Al Moshe Levadu Nizrak, it wasn't only sprinkled on Moshe, El Kol Am, it was the entire nation. It was for the entering to Machon Shechina, only Moshe would require it. But if it's simply for once you have that, it's for the entire nation, it clearly wasn't for the Tara entering Machon Shechina. What was the purpose? El Adam HaBris Hava, it was the Dam HaBris. It was part of the Dam HaBris.
We all feel like we're still eating. We ate so much. It was beautiful.
You've set the bar very high.
It was beautiful, really.
It's not to me. I didn't do that much.
Okay, so Tosfos brings a raya. How do you know it's Dam HaBris? Dichsiv hinei Dam HaBris asher karas Hashem yimachem. The sprinkling was not for the purpose of Hazah. It was for the purpose of the Dam HaBris. Inami, alternatively, Tosfos answers, Hachi kamar Hazah kol shiva b'sinai mihava. This is your question. It didn't take place all 7 days of Hazah.
Right.
It was one day of Kabbalah Sotara. It wasn't all 6 or 7 days. So therefore, they didn't bring that as a raya. Now the Gemara brings the Brisa, the two Brises, Tanya Kavasa de Yochanan, Tanya Kavasa de Reish Lakish. There's a Brisa that supports the opinion of Yochanan that we learn it from Milum. There's a Brisa that supports Reish Lakish that we learn it from the from the Kabbalah Sotara. Reish Lakish, where we're around here. So it says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasa de Yochanan, says as follows: Bezos Yavo Aaron El Kodesh. Bezos, with this Aaron will enter their Kodesh. Bimash Shamar Binyan. That which you said, Bezos sounds like with this, something that was mentioned already. What was mentioned already? Mahi. Be'inyan dimiluim. That which mentioned in miluim already, and when Achrei Mos comes along and say Vayikra, it's referring to something already mentioned, it was mentioned in miluim. Uma amor be'inyan dimiluim. What was stated in the context of miluim? Aaron pir shiva. Aaron separated for 7 days. Vishamish yomecha. Then he served one day in the Mishkan, Hakamasa Mishkan. Moshe Masilo Kol Shiva. Moshe handed over to him all 7 days Kidei Lechanecho Be'avoda. Moshe taught Aaron the Avoda the entire 7 days. So after Daros, so too for generations Kohen Gadol Pore Shiva, he separates 7 days. U'mishamish Yom Echad, he works one day, meaning Yom Kippur. V'shnei Tamidei Chachamim, two students, V'tamidav Shemoshe, who have the Mesorah, Lafuki Tzedukim, to Tzedukim, of course. These two students of Moshe Rabbeinu, obviously not direct students, but part of the Mesorah, Mosin Lo Kol Shiva Kedei Lechanko, they are given over to the Kohen Gadol to learn the proper Avodah. So Mikan, from here we see, Amru Shivas Yom and Kodim Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibesa Lishchas Parhejin. So here we learn from the Mishkan, we learn that you separate the Kohen Gadol 7 days to the special Lishcha Parhejin, that special chamber he would stay in. Uchshem Shemafrishin Kohen Gadol, Kach Mafrishin Kohen Tzarefes Aparo. Just like we separate the Kohen Gadol, so to the Kohen who burned the par gets separated as well, Lishchas Shal Pnei Abira, Tzifon and Mizracha, to that chamber we spoke of, that northeastern gate area of the Beis Migdash. V'echazeh, both Kohanim, Kohen Gadol, and Kohen Tzarefes Aparo, both them Mazin Alav Kol Shiva. You sprinkle on them all 7 days, Mikol Chato. So this is all like Rabbi Yochanan. We learn from
Milu. Black and white, like Rabbi Yochanan.
And the Rabbi Yochanan only said it by... Rabbi Yochanan didn't say it by Sreifas Paro.
Good point. It's his Rabbi, right? Right, exactly. Very good. Very good. Great horror. Okay. Vim tomar bimilum dam. If according still the Brisa, im you're going to say bimilum dam, it's not the same because milum, as we said before, this is all part of the Brisa, by the way. Milum had blood, and when it came to the Shivasi Me Yom Kippur, it was water. Amr answers the Brisa, nich nusu mayim tachas dam. V'omer, and furthermore, the Pasuk says, kasher also b'yom hazeh, siva Hashem lasos l'chaper aleichem, lasos elamaisa para, l'chaper elamaisi makipurim. Okay, so this is the Brisa that clearly supports the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan.
It's interesting that they wouldn't first mention the Brisa and then all the sugyas.
Right. Well, I guess...
This is like basically a conclusion of everything we learned in the last two daf.
It is. Well, I guess the point would be that Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish probably did not know this Brisa. They were mechavim to the Brisa, it seemed like. They're having a discussion. Rabbi Yochanan said, this is pshat. I'm telling you, this is pshat. Is it actually Brisa that supports what you're saying?
Or they didn't want to give it to us so easily.
It's the Babli we're dealing with here. They didn't want to tell everything just straight up. The Gemara says, how can you learn Vahai Bezos, the word Bezos in Bezos Yavo Aaron, in the beginning of Parshas Achrimos, Bezos mi barle legufe. You can't make a drush from Bezos that it's referring to Bezos, it's referring to Milum. You need Bezos for the very pasuk for the Parsha Achrimos itself. Only if a word is extra, can you use it for a drasha? But it's not extra. You need the word bezos in the sentence. Because what's legufe? Bifar ben bakar lechatas v'ayel le'ola. The Pasuk says Aaron, bezos, with the following, Aaron's going to be able to enter into the kosher dashim. He first has to bring a par, then he has to bring a chatas and an ola. So why are you making a drasha from the word bezos? Answer the Gemara, Amrei, ila karbon lechudei, if the word bezos is simply coming to reference the carbon that Aaron needs to bring, le'makra bezeh. The Pasuk should have used the word bezeh. Apparently that was more grammatically correct, bezeh. Oh, ba'elu, these, this or these. My bezos. Bezos is somewhat of a strange word here. So, shmas mina tarte. The fact that the word is altered slightly tells me there must be a drasha to be made. What's the drasha? Bezos must be referring to something else stated elsewhere, namely the milum.
Here it says that bezos, ba'ele, is dashan zachar, and bezos is dashan nekeva. And does a shekavanas a toragam le korban haliskar behem shecha pasuk begam le prishat shiva u prishat lashan nekevahi.
Which in the Keva?
Prisha is
Nekeva. Aha, that's the point. Okay. Who says that? Does Rashi say that? Oh, I see. Rashi seems to be saying something like Nekeva. Okay. I see. Ah, very, that's all Rashi. Okay, beautiful.
This is always Rashi. It's just easier.
Instead of looking over to the side, you just...
Yes, you just have it right there.
Okay. I think Mara asks on the Brisa, my V'omer, the Brisa we just brought, had V'omer. Whenever the Pasuk says, or the Brisa is V'omer and brings a second source, the Gemara wants to know, why is there a need for a second source? We just learned from the word Bezos to teach me that we learned Miluim from Miluim, the concept of 7 days of separation. Why does the Gemara, the Brisa, go on to bring a second source from L'chaper, Lasos L'chaper? So says the Gemara, V'chi tema Yom HaKippurim Kama Hu Dibai Prisha. Maybe you're going to say that only the very first Yom Kippur that ever had happened, only that requires the 7 days of Prisha. Just like Mishkan, the Shiva Shimei Maluim had one time, it happened one time in history. So too, maybe you may 7 days of separation of Prisha should only happen one time in history, namely the first time that Aaron went into the base of Mikdash and never again. Or, you know, I mean, maybe you'd only think that Kohen Gadol Kama Hu Dibai Prisha, the first Kohen Gadol, Aaron, only he would require the 7 days of separation. About Kohen Gadol Baal Malo, but maybe in general you wouldn't learn it. Therefore, you need a second source, Tashma Kasher Tziva, Kasher Asa V'chulei. The second source tells me that it applies with Doros. This concept of 7 days of separation applies with Doros. That concludes the discussion of this Brisa. Now the Brisa goes on to explain Reish Lakish. Now this Brisa is a little bit more challenging.
So this still here is the Brisa? This is a commentary.
Yeah, exactly. This is the Brisa explaining the commentary.
Ends, okay.
Right. Now we've explained the Brisa, and then This completes that discussion of Rabbi Yochanan's support. Now the Gemara brings the Brisa for the opinion of Reish Lakish. Now again, this is a little bit more confusing. Every time I learn this daf, I get very confused because, as we'll see in a second, the different order of events. I think I might have it a little clearer this time. We'll see how it comes out. So the Gemara quotes Tanya Kavasa de Reish Lakish. The following Brisa supports Reish Lakish's opinion that the Kabbalah Satorah was the source of Shivas Yimei Hafrasha before Yom Kippur. So says the Gemara, Moshe Ola Ba'ono. Actually, before I even read into the Brisa, let's just understand the pasuk we're about to darshan. The pasuk on the side, I think everyone's side should have this, except for Adam's, I guess. But we're happy he upgraded to a larger Gemara. So the pasuk says, in this is the end of Parsha Mishpatim, Shmos Chav Dalad. Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai. The Kvod Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina, rested on Har Sinai. Vayichaseyu Ha'enan Sheishes Yomim. It covered the mountain.
Right, we're talking about this.
No, this is right now Kabbalah Satara. The pasuk says, again, this is Shmos Chav Dalad. Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai. The Kvod Hashem rested on Har Sinai. Vayichaseyu Ha'enan Sheishes Yomim. And it covered the mountain for 6 days. Vayikra el Moshe, then he called to Moshe by Yom HaShvi'i on the seventh day, Mitoch Anan Hashem called Moshe from the cloud. So there seems to be a machlokas, we'll see in a moment, when exactly did these 6 days happen and when did Hashem call Moshe? So I'm going to say it outside a little bit so we have a little clearer, then we'll read it inside. Either the 6 days took place from the Torah was received on the, we'll see in the sixth or the seventh day.
So that's machlokas, right?
Machlokas, we'll see that also, and that's part of the confusion.
In Shabbos
it comes up also.
Right.
So either the 6 days took place from Rosh Hashanah Sivan, Aleph Sivan, 6 days took place there, 6 days before, and then there were 40 days afterwards, or the beginning of 40 days started with 6 days of from Zion Sivan, or Vav Sivan, wherever it started, Zion of Vav Sivan, where 6 days where the cloud was there, and then the remaining 34 days until 40 was
Sivan,
the rest of the days. Sivan, yeah.
Started Sivan, Rosh Hashanah is in Tishrei.
I meant Rosh Chodesh, I'm sorry, Rosh Chodesh. Sorry, I apologize. Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Aleph Sivan. So either the 6 days took place, the cloud
six
was
days, that's when he received the Luchot Avrit.
So it's on. We'll see exactly what happened.
First,
I'll tell you what happened.
The first time was, you know, he went up Aleph Elul.
No, that was the second time.
That's the second time.
Second time, yeah.
Okay.
So Moshe received the Torah. He received something on Vav or Zayin Sivan. One machlok is which day it was. He received the Aseret HaDibros on Vav or Zayin, which means the commandment of this Aseret HaDibros. He goes back up for 40 days now to receive the rest of the Torah and the actual physical Luchos.
That's So between the first time and the second time, after it was Shiber, the first Luchot was 2 months.
There was another 40 days between.
So Sivan, Tamuz, Av, Elul.
Gemara is going to discuss the timing of things. But let's just focus right now on the first time they received it. So Vav or Zion. So Vav or Zion, Sivan, and Karsh, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Klai Yisrael hear the Aseret HaDibros. They hear Moshe. Karsh Baruch Hu tells them the Aseret HaDibros, what they are. Then Moshe Rabbeinu spends 40 days receiving and learning the rest of the Torah and comes down with the actual Luchos
after
40
days. According
to the
Yamar that says that the six were not part of it.
No, this is just in general. This is how it works. Before, when the 6 days happened, this is definitely what happened. Again, he received the Aseret HaDibros, were stated by Moshe, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather.
Right.
40 days Moshe goes up and learns the Torah and comes down with the Luchos.
Right.
The question is, when did the 6 days happen of the cloud? That Moshe Rabbeinu, the cloud was on Har Sinai. Either the 6 days happened, the first 40 days he went up, the cloud was there for 6 days, and Moshe Rabbeinu was up there in the clouds for 6 days, or the 6 days happened before the 40 days, from Sivan, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, until Kabbalah Satorah.
It doesn't make sense that it happened afterwards, because it's saying that Hashem called Moshe 7 days after Matan Torah.
Yeah, so we will see. We'll see.
I never heard of that.
So that now we have the basic background. Let's see how this works out.
Not that it means anything.
Tanya Kavasa Devesh Lakish. I just did it myself. When my Tamidim say, who are young, 20 or 21, they say, I always thought this was Pshat.
Right.
So you always thought, when you started learning a year ago, what do you mean you always thought?
I'm
saying
the same thing.
Right. So, Tanya Kavasa Devesh Lakish. Moshe Allah Ba'anon. Moshe went up to the cloud. V'niskasa Ba'anon. Then he was covered. He was engulfed in the cloud. V'niskadish Ba'anon. He became a full Kedusha in the cloud. Kedei lekabel Torah, in order to receive the Torah, Li Yisrael, to accept it, representing Klal Yisrael. B'kedusha, Shifon Hashem al Har Sinai, so that the cloud rested on Har Sinai. Zeh hayah maise achar Aseret HaDibros. This was after receiving Aseret HaDibros. So remember, Aseret HaDibros were heard. Don't confuse Aseret HaDibros with the Luchos. They were stated, the Aseret HaDibros were stated on Vav Sivan, let's say. And then this maise of this cloud happened after Vav Sivan. Shehayu tchilal arbam yom. 6 days of the cloud were the beginning of the 40 days, included in the 40 days. So 6 days of the cloud, and then another 34 days. That's Divrei Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. Okay. Now Rabbi Akiva Omer, he argues and says, Vayishkon Kvod Hashem Me Rosh Chodesh. It happened Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Vayichasu Ha'anon Lahar. It covered the mountain. Vayikra El Moshe, Moshe, L'chol Yisrael Omdim. Fine, so then he calls out to Moshe. So really, he calls out to Moshe V'chol Yisrael Omdim. Everyone's really called out to, because even Klai Yisrael was on the day 7, according to this opinion, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to Moshe, he's not calling out to Moshe, he calls out to all Klai Yisrael, because that Seres HaDibros were stated to everybody, even Klai Yisrael. Why does the Pasuk then say Vayikra Moshe, calling Moshe alone? So in Echanami, Klai Yisrael was also called. But V'lo Ba Kosev El Lachali Kavod L'Moshe. They only called out Moshe, the Pasuk only mentioned Moshe, to show Kavod to Moshe Benu. So let's understand what exactly is going on here. So if you understand, the Pasuk says, Vayishkon, Vayichasu, where is this? Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai. So if you understand, like Rabbi Yosef Glili, so the problem is, why does it say Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai? It should really be going on Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was enclosed in the cloud. So the Enachanami, Moshe Rabbeinu was in fact in the cloud. But the proof for Rabbi Yosef Glili is the fact that only it says Vayikra Moshe, that only Moshe was called and not Klai Yisrael. If the 6 days happen at the beginning of the 40 days, it makes sense why it only says Vayikra Moshe, only Moshe was called, because only Moshe Rabbeinu was up there with the Kadosh Baruch Hu learning the Torah, not the rest of Klai Yisrael.
I could have called him when he was down there also. Could have called Moshe, you know, because he wanted Moshe to go up.
No, but if you say that 6 days happened from Rosh Chodesh, that means when he was called on day 7, that was time for the giving of the Aseres HaDibros. Even Klai Yisrael was included in it. That was, I think, everybody agrees to that.
But it was only Moshe who went out.
But no, but it was heard by everybody. Everyone needed to be called attention to.
Okay,
so it's a little confusing, but that's the basic understanding of the historical events, the Machlokas, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yosef Glili, whether the 6 days happened from Rosh Chodesh, or the 6 days were really the beginning and they included it in the 40 days.
Right.
So now the Gemara goes on to explain. Now Rabbi Nasan Omer, so
the answer to that is that he just gave kavod to Moshe according to Rabbi Yosef Glili.
Exactly. Even though everyone really was called.
Right, okay.
Okay, now within the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili, who held that the 6 days were part of the 40 days, so what was the point of this? So according to... let's say, according to this is the Raya for Reish Lakish, by the way. Rabbi Kiva's opinion, who held that the 6 days were before Rosh Chodesh, that was to prepare Moshe Rabbeinu in order to get ready for entering Machane Shechina.
Right, and that would go into Reish Lakish.
Now, right, exactly. That works for Reish Lakish.
Right.
Now, going back to Rabbi Yosef Glili, the first opinion, where Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Har Sinai now, and he's engulfed in the cloud for 6 days while up there, what was the purpose of that? What would he didn't have to prepare. He already entered into Machane Shechina. What was he doing the 6 days of the cloud? So that's the machlokas now further. Rabbi Nasan Omer, lo ba kasev ela lemarik achila v'shisia shebimeav. Lemarik is a word meaning to clean his body out. La sumo kimalach yasharis, to make Moshe Rabbeinu on the level of a malach. There should be no food or anything like that in his body. Completely clear of that. That's why he needed 6 days of the cloud while up on Kabbalah on Har Sinai already. Rabbi Masi ben Chayrish Omer Loba Kosev Ela La'ayim Alav, in order to instill fear, Kedei Shitei Torah Nisnais Be'ema. The Torah has to be given in fear. So the cloud was there to scare Moshe Rabbeinu somehow. Beres Ezu Vezia Shenemar Of Ivdu Es Hashem Be'ira V'Gil Berada. So that you serve Hashem with fear and with some type of simcha, you know, mixed along with the trembling. My Gila V'Gil Berada. What does that mean? Amar Rav Ada Bar Masa Amar Rav V'Mokum Gila Sham Teirada. In the place of Gila, which is in Lashon of Simcha, Kabbalah Satorah, look at Rashi, says, B'makum Gila, Matan Torah Shaluchos, Dichsib B'kudei Hashem Yishar Misam Chilev. Now, Matan Torah Shaluchos, what means Shaluchos? Because now, Moshe Rabbeinu, they already heard the Aseres HaDibros, the words of the Aseres HaDibros on Vav Sivan. Moshe Rabbeinu went up for another 40 days to receive the actual Luchos. To receive the Luchos, says the Pasuk, B'kudei Hashem Yishar Misam Chilev. It brings Simcha. It's Simcha, not fear. So it has to still be the simcha, but makom simcha still has to be done in a trembling, in a type of year away.
Right.
So you have to have some equal balance there. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to explain, b'mai kamifikli, Rabbi Yosi Haglili, Rabbi Kiva. What exactly is machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosi, whether or not 6 days happened before Kabbalah Satara, or 6 days were really the beginning of the 40 days while Moshe was up there? So the plukes of the honey tonight, they're arguing about the same machlokas we have elsewhere. This is the Gemara and Shabbos that you're referring to. D'tanya, b'shisha b'chodesh nisna Torah, l'Yisrael, the sixth of Sivan the Torah was given. Rabbi Yossi Omer b'shivabo, it was really given on the seventh. Everybody agrees that it was really given on Shabbos. The question is, when did Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh happened on Aleph and Yom Rishon, and therefore day seven was Shabbos, or was it Rosh Chodesh on Monday, in which case Shabbos was only Zvav? So how is this machlokas comparable to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Man dam Rabbi Shishi, the one who held that it was given on the sixth of Sivan, b'shisha nisna u'b'shiva Allah. So on the sixth day, Aseret HaDibros were told over. On the seventh day, Allah went up to Kabbalah Satara. And how does that work out? And man, let's see, man d'amar b'shiva, the one who says that the Torah was given on the seventh, b'shiva nisna, on the seventh, the Aseret HaDibros were told over. U'b'shiva Allah, on the seventh, that very same day, he goes up, Moshe went up as well, to receive the rest of the Torah in Luchos. D'chsiv ha'ikra el Moshe b'yom ha'shvi. So let's see.
And so this goes according to Rabbi Akiva.
When we're not sure. Mar didn't explain that just yet. But again, if you think the Torah is given on the sixth day, so then Vayikra Moshe, the seventh day, was called up to receive the rest of the Torah. If you think it was given on the seventh day, so the very same day he received Aseret HaDibros, he went up also for the remaining 40 days to receive the Luchos and the rest of the Torah. So now the Gemara explains. Rabbi Yosef Gliyasav Arla Ketanakama. He had like the Tanakama Damar Bishish Bechodesh Nisna Torah, that the Luchos were given on the 6th of Sivan. Sorry, the Aseret HaDibros were told over on the 6th of Sivan. Hilkach Ze Hayamaisa Acher Aseret HaDibros. Therefore, the 6 days have to be after the receiving of the Dibros. Why? Because Vayishkon Kvod Hashem Al Har Sinai, Vayechaseo Hanan Sheshesh Yamim, LeMoshe, Vayikra Moshe B'Yom HaShvi, this is all the Pasuk. Why did Hashem call Moshe on the 7th day? Likbulei Shar Torah, to receive the rest of the Torah, meaning he was only told 10 mitzvahs. He wasn't told the other 603. Di Sakadaitach, Vayishkon Kvod Hashem Mirosh Chodesh. If the Kvod Hashem was there from the Rosh Chodesh, Vichasu Anan, Lu, and then he was covered for 6 days on the mountain, Lahar, Vayikra Moshe. Then he called Moshe, Bayom Hashvi, then he called him the 7th day, Likbulei Aseret Dibros, to receive the Aseret Dibros, Ha Kabilei Mishisha, he already received on the 6th day. Vah Istalik Anu Mishisha. So very confusing. This line is so confusing what exactly the question is here. So the Rosh Hashanah says this first question of the of that he already received the Aseret Dibros and didn't receive it, it shouldn't really be here. It's like a mistake almost. The real kasha here is the fact that
I'm sorry?
It's not so much a mistake, but unclear exactly what the question is.
That is
the Iker question. There seem to be two questions here. The first question is that he already received Aseret HaDibros yesterday. That why is he going up on day 7 because he received it on day 6 doesn't really make much sense to the Mefarshim. They don't understand what's going on here.
It's not a good question because he could receive it. He could receive the Torah there and he went up for the rest of the Torah the next day.
They completely ignore this question.
Right.
So the question really is if the cloud already left. So if the 6 days happened prior. So again, if Rabbi Yosef thought that the Torah was Aseret HaDibros was given on day 6, and then day 7 he was called up. So when Aseret HaDibros were given on day 6 and the cloud left, who's calling Moshe Rabbeinu up on day 7? The Anan wasn't there anymore. It left.
Who said that the cloud left?
So I guess that's the assumption that the cloud was the one calling up. I'm telling you, this very line is why I get confused on every single time. I look in the article, I look in the Masifta, and I never get good shot in this. I thought last night when I looked at it for a few seconds after
let's
I was
see
stuffed.
Rabbi Arskol says, "Ve'ya istalek anan mishisha ve'yarei kvar istalek anan bashishi." Sheharei Yanan Shachana Lahar Rak Ki Hagdama Lematan Torah. So that's why it is only was Hagdama the Anan. Vevadai Histalek Lemachar Keshenitna Aseret HaDibros Bashishi.
What does it say there? No, I read what you read.
Okay.
But where does it say that that's this is the
you have to check
how it happened?
Check number 12. ואיך נאמר פסוק שקרא השם למשה ביום השביעי מתוך ינן? על כורכך הפסוק נאמר אחר עשרת הדיברות, ואיך המבואר.
אז תהיה לי סמחלוקת.
שהנן בא לאחר מתוך מתן תורה כדי לחסות את משה לשם עלייתו. לא נסתלק ינן כל 40 יום שעל המשה. אבל לפי רבי עקיבא שהנן בא okay, it's not so clear either.
So let's put it with order. What was the critical order of things that happened?
So the Anan was there.
That's
they received the Aseret Adibot. But at the same time, you know, I read in the Haskra that it says, Vayered Moshe Vayal Moshe a few times in those 6 days.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the conversation.
Because Hashem was having, yeah, he was coming to Am Yisrael.
One at a time, he told them. And then, so when he finished to give the Aseret Adibot, if he went up and down so many times.
But that's
going up and down was it 6 days prior to Kabbalah Satorah. From Rosh Chodesh, see, everyone agrees.
Why? But it says in the Pasuk.
No. The Torah wasn't given. Aseret Adibot weren't said until either the Vav or Zayin Sivan. 6 days before that, there was a dialogue. Moshe goes up and down. Hashem says, tell them to separate from their wives. They goes back down. They go back and forth.
So
that's going on.
That's part of the process of Aseret Adibot.
No. The preparation.
You know that Hashem called for the first time.
Okay. So now this is preparation to receive the Aseret Adibot.
Because Hashem called.
So go up and down and parisha and this and that and don't get close to the har.
Uh-huh. We know that Rosh Chodesh is when Hashem started the whole process. But we don't know if Rosh Chodesh was Shabbos or Sunday. So if Rosh Chodesh was Shabbos, then...
You cannot find out by the dates and before and what happened previously.
You can check on the Hebrew calendar.
It's no good.
Okay. So either way, as still it's unclear exactly what the proof is that Rabbi Yosef Glili is aligned with this opinion. As I said, the bottom here says, the Marasha says the first question is not really a question. The second question is the Iker question. Even the second question I'm not so clear with.
No, the second question, what's saying is that from there's a Svara that's saying that if Hashem gave Matan Torah on the sixth day, the Anan was mistalek as soon as
long as we receive the Torah, what does it matter when? We received it and that's
no,
it.
But it's saying that it's a Svara that after Matan Torah the Anan left. So then how could Moshe go up the Anan on the seventh day if the Anan left on the sixth? I think that's what it's saying basically.
Okay. I mean, the Tosfos Rush. I once found the Tosfos Rush here seems to explain the question a little bit better, but I didn't get a chance to look at him again. Okay, so that's according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Kiva Savar Lak Rabbi Yosef the Amar B'Shiva B'Chodesh Nisna Torah Yisrael. On the seventh day, the Torah, the Aseret Adibot were given over, and that very same day, Moshe went up to receive the rest of the Torah. So Bishma, the Rabbi Akiva, Hainu, the Mishkachas, the Shiva, sorry, this is your question about what about the rest of the days until the second Aseret Adibot? According to Rabbi Akiva, that the 7 days when they started receiving, the 40 days start counting from then. Makes sense. But Shiva Asar Tammuz Nishbru HaLuchos. The Luchos were broken on the 17th of Tammuz.
So
how do we know?
So if this Shiva Asar Tammuz Nishbru
HaLuchos, 40 days.
So now go 40 days back.
We're going to do it. Yeah, very good. Esen Varba, the Sivan, the 24 remaining days of Sivan, that's 24 days. Vishitzar, the Tammuz, another 16 of Tammuz, that totals 40. Malulo Arban Yomim, the Havet Bahar, he was in 40 days in the mountain. Ubishivisar Batamuz Nachiz, he came down the 17th, Vasa Vitavario the Luchos, he broke the Luchos when he came down. Now the Rabbi Yosi Aglili, by the way, now to do the rest of the calculation, from the 17th of Tammuz, the Gemara doesn't do this though, but there are 40 days until Elul now, right? Is there 13? No, there's more than that.
Cannot be 40.
Say 12, 29, so a little less than that. So there's some days.
No, he went again in Elul. It wasn't 40 days since he broke it to...
Rosh Chodesh El, he goes up again to receive on Yom Kippur. I forget how they do this exactly, but there should be...
You got 13 plus 30, you got 43.
Right, maybe, there might be a day
maybe
he
was 29.
Waited... Kuwait 29, and then maybe a couple days 42. He didn't go back up for another couple of days. Right. I don't remember how it works.
Okay.
There are 40 days he was asking for tshuva, and then from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur, another 40 days, he received the second luchos. So, now, either way, the breaking of the luchos on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz makes sense according to Rabbi Kiva. El Rabbi Yosef Glili, Damar Shisha Deprisha Varbaim Dehar. So according to him, where the 6 days started from Zion or Vav Sivan, so 40 days don't start until 6 days later. You first count 6 days. I told you already the answer. But according to the Gemara's understanding now, there's 6 days and then another 40 days.
Right.
So the breaking Luchos shouldn't take place until day 23 of Tammuz.
Right.
Ad Esimit Tlas B'Tammuz, the 23rd. Lo, it's for Luchos. It wasn't broken until the 23rd. Amar L'Chav Yosef Glili, Arban Dahar, Behadi Shisha D'Vrisha. Included within the 40 days in the Har, there were the 6 days of Hafrasha that Moshe Rabbeinu spent on the mountain. So really, it was 6 plus 34.
Right. So they all agree that Moshe went up on the 7th. like we learned.
It's exactly. According to, Moshe Yomashvi, right.
According to the one who went, who the Torah Matar wasn't on Vav Sivan, he went the next day. And according to one who was a Zayin Sivan, he went on that same day.
Exactly.
Like we learned before. Okay.
Exactly. That's Machlokas. When were the Luchos, when were the Dibros told over? Were the Dibros told
over? There's no Machlokas when he went up. That's why, because everybody agrees that Sivas Rabbi Tammuz, he came down and
he broke. So the two debates, now there's a good way to say it, the two debates are, when did he receive Aseres HaDibros? Not the Luchos. When was he told Aseres HaDibros? On day 7, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out to the nation, and he said Aseres HaDibros, and then he went up on day 7, or did he receive the Aseres HaDibros, hear the Aseres HaDibros on day 6, and the next day he went up? That's Machlokas 1. Right. Machlokas 2 is, when were the 6 days of the cloud? Was the 6 days of the cloud before Kabbalah Sedarah, or were they after receiving the Dibros within Bechlau, the 40 days of up there?
All right.
Okay. I think this is the clearest I've ever had it.
Yes.
It still needs to be clear, but of the time I've learned this.
It's very good.
Fine. Says the Gemara, again, I worked hard on this a number of times, but never had it so clear. I hope it stays. Amar Mar. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, Vayikra el Moshe. So Moshe, Kadosh Baruch Hu rather, calls out to Moshe. Moshe v'chol Yisrael omdim. He calls out to Moshe and all Klai Yisrael. They were all standing there. He just mentioned Moshe to show kavod to Moshe. That was the opinion of Rabbi Kiva we said above on the top of the page. Misayle, this supports the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. The Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Vayikra el Moshe, Moshe v'chol Yisrael omdim. So that very statement seems to support Rabbi Elazar says the same exact thing. He really, Moshe, Kadosh Baruch Hu called out to Moshe and Klal Yisrael to tell them all the Aseres HaDibros. It just mentioned Moshe to show him Kavod.
So this basically supports the fact that it was the first, not including the 40 days, the 6 days.
Exactly, right.
It was before Matan Torah.
Because if it was after, then he would only be calling Moshe while he's up there. He wouldn't call anybody else. Exactly. Meisiv, then we're asked the following question. Kol lo, Kol Elav Moshe, Shama v'chol Yisrael lo shamu. So where is this pasuk? Looking inside here.
Amidbar Zayin.
Okay, so I'll read the whole pasuk here. Uvo Moshe el Ol Moed. Moshe went to the Ol Moed. Ladaber ito, to speak with Hashem. Vaishmas akol midaber elav, and heard the voice Hashem. Moshe heard Moshe Hashem's voice. Me'al kaporis, from above the kaporis, above the Aron. Asher al Aron haydus mibein shnei akruvim vaidaber elav. So here it says kolo. The Brisa says kol elav. Kol elav to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe shama v'chol Yisrael lo shamu. So why, when it came to Kabbalah Sotor, it says Moshe, but it means Moshe in Chol Yisrael? But when it mentions when Moshe spoke to Hashem in Ol Moed, it says Moshe to the exclusion of Klal Yisrael. Why sometimes Moshe represents Klal Yisrael, sometimes it excludes Klal Yisrael?
How can Klal Yisrael be in the Mishkan? Klal Yisrael is outside the Mishkan. Moshe is in the Mishkan.
No, but it was like a barrier. If you were standing next to the Mishkan, you wouldn't hear it anyways.
Yeah, of course.
No, but the coal, Moshe didn't stand next to the Aron.
No, this was in the desert. There was no wall.
Yeah,
was.
So when the voice came out, it went directly to Moshe Rabbeinu.
That's what it's saying.
But the question is, when it came from the above the Kaporas, the voice went straight to Moshe, nobody else.
What's the plia?
No, so the question is, why when the Pasuk says Moshe by Har Sinai, it says, Vayikra Moshe, Moshe's call.
Different scenario over there, you know, going to teach Torah to all. And here is a private thing.
No, but this wasn't the Aseres HaDibros.
It's a Mishkan. The Beit HaMikdash is there.
Your answer is the Gemara. The Gemara answers this question. Lokasha. One was Sinai, one was Olam Moed. You want to say, what's the Svara? One was Kabbalah Sedarah for the entire world to learn it, and one was Moshe Rabbeinu. We had a private conversation.
I thought the question the Gemara was asking here was, how come before we were saying that Yisrael was omdim right next to Moshe, and the Torah only was being mechalek kavod to Moshe? So how can then we say kol lo only goes to Moshe if everybody else is standing right next to him? Everybody's there together with Moshe, not Akasha and the psukim that over there were darshaning Moshe, and it means the kol ha'am that they were standing also versus here it just means to Moshe. But rather, how come before we're saying that Bnei Yisrael was omdim with Moshe, and the only reason it's mefarish Moshe is because of the fact that it was giving him kavod, and then here we're saying that he's the only one who heard. If all Bnei Yisrael was standing there with Moshe, so then...
But is that so different? Meaning we're darshaning when it says Moshe and Klal Yisrael standing there, or does that mean Moshe was just shown kavod, or does that mean Moshe to the exclusion of Klal Yisrael? I'm not sure if they're so different than what we're saying. Are we saying so many such different things? I don't know, I'm not sure.
You learn I don't know what's the term, but like kind of Gzera Shava, that if we learn from here that Vaidaber Kol El Moshe, the same Sinai like Al Sinai, so we can learn from that Al Sinai, only Moshe heard it as well. Same way he heard it in the Mishkan. That's what he's saying.
Not sure.
Okay, fine. So either way, the first svara is, what's the difference? One's Ol Moed, a private conversation. One was the Sinai, it was public event of Kabbalah Satorah. So then the Gemara says, Ibai Seima, second answer. Lo Kasha, Hab the Kriya, Hab the Dibur. One was referring to the Kriya. We came to Kriya calling attention to, calling them out, Moshe and all Yisrael was called to. When it comes to Dibur, a different type of speech, and the Rashi doesn't really explain what the difference is, but when it comes to a speech, a conversation, only Moshe Rabbeinu was able to have a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nobody else. So that might be the difference between the two.
Right, one is Hashem had to tell something to Moshe, and this was a whole event for all the Yisrael.
That's what David was saying, I think, right. Yeah. Okay. Says the Gemara further now. Rabbi Zrika Rami Kroy, Rabbi Zrika had the following question in two different psukim. Kami der Belazar. He asked the question in front of Rabbi Lazar. Vami le others say, I'm Rabbi Zrika, Rabbi Lazar Rami. Rabbi Lazar asked the question. Ksiv, it says, Velo yachal Moshe levo el ol moed, ki shachin lev ha'anon. Moshe was not able to enter the ol moed because the Shechina was there. Uksiv elsewhere, it says, Vayevo Moshe besoch ha'anon. He entered the cloud. He kind of grabbed him in the Vehi Anan. He pulled him into the Anan. So was Moshe being allowed to go on the Anan, or was he not allowed to go on the cloud?
The Shmos Chavdalit is talking about Matan Torah, or about the Mishkan?
I think it's talking about the Kabbalah Satorah. The rest of the pasuk I have on the side here is Vayavo Moshe Besoch Anan, Vayal El Hahar. Himoshe Bahar Arbam Yom Arbam Lail.
That's referring to. We're mixing up.
Sinai and Ol Moed.
Okay.
Exactly. Comes along the Bay Rabbi Shmuel, Tana Nemar Kam Besoch, V'Nemar Lahalim Besoch. So wait, is this supposed to be the answer now? Hold on.
Drasha Cheret Ala
Pasuk Be'Omosh V'Toch HaInyan. It's not the end of Inya.
No, but it says, Ami Yashevet Et Astira. This will answer the...
Okay. So the Bay Rabbi Shmuel, Tana Nemar Kam Besoch. It says here, Besoch V'Nemar Lahalim Besoch V'Evo B'nei Yisrael Besoch Hayam. When they enter into the Kriyas Yamsuf, Malahalan Shvil Dhsiv Amaim Lahem Choma. Afkan Shvil. So there's a little pathway, just like clients that they walk through pathways. Some say there are 12 different Shvilim, 12 different paths they walked in for each Shavuot. So the Moshe Rabbeinu walked in during a certain Shvil. How's it answering the question?
If you'll go to Shari Chud in Tanya, because about this Inyan, especially about this Inyan. As the Yesh Miyesh, the Kadosh Baruch Hu creates Teva, new Teva from Yesh to it's part of the Bria, by the way. Uh-huh. Beautiful.
Before we get to that, what's Pshat in the Gemara, though? How's the answer to the question now?
Because Pesoch means he wasn't really in the cloud, he's in the path.
Uh-huh.
So just like Pesoch in the Yam, so Pesoch in Sinai, uh-huh, he was able to go because it was this path.
Okay, so he didn't go in. The Gemara thought he was mamish in the cloud. He wasn't mamish in the cloud. He was just in between the clouds.
Right, he wasn't really in. There was a path between the clouds.
Okay.
But apparently at the Mishkan that didn't happen, so he had to wait. He couldn't go in.
Right.
There was no path in the Mishkan.
No, right. Okay. Because there's no limit of
Yamsa. There's a nice word in terms of Torah. The Torah is accessible. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a path for you to enter the Shechina when it comes to Kabbalah Satorah.
Kemin Shvil Betuchu, Ken. V'asalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Kemin Shvil Betuchu.
Okay. Says the Gemara, let's finish off this daf. Vayikra el Moshe, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu calls to Moshe. Vayidaber, and then he speaks. What's the difference of kriya of a dibor? Lo mehiktim kriya la dibor. Limda Torah derech eretz. Torah is teaching us derech eretz. Shlo yomer adam daver l'chaveru. Person shouldn't say something to his friend. Ela imkin kareyu, unless he calls him. Don't you start talking to your friend. Say David, and then start speaking to him. First you call him, you draw attention to him, and then you tell him what you want to tell him. As opposed to just
exactly
going over to
David, you speak.
What?
That was a good example.
That was a good example?
It wasn't a good example.
It wasn't a good example.
It was the opposite. Oh,
okay. Okay, I did a bad example. Either way, first call a person's name, and then you tell them over what you want to tell them over. That's what we learned from Kadosh Baruch Hu in calling Moshe first and then speaking to him. Misayale, this supports Rabbi Chanina. Dama Rabbi Chanina, lo yomar adam davar l'chaveru. A person shouldn't tell his friend something. El imkein karei, unless he calls him first. Leimor, what does leimor mean? Amar Rabbi, bunch of parentheses there, Amar Rabba. Minayin leomer davar l'chaveru. How do you know when a person tells his friend something, shubival yomar, that you cannot, the person can't repeat it over, it's a secret. I can't, if you, David tells me something, I can't tell somebody else. Ad shiyomar l'cha leich emor, until David tells me, now you can go tell somebody else. You can't gossip, unless you're told you could tell it to other people. Shinemar v'aydaber Hashem elav Me'ol Moed. Le'mor, now you could go, what does Le'mor mean? Now, once I tell you Le'mor, you could tell and share that with everybody else. But if Moshe was not told Le'mor, he couldn't repeat over it to anybody else. Okay, is that what Rashi says also?
Yeah.
Rashi says the same thing. Don't say, that's in Lo Yomar.
The opposite, don't say.
I'm saying, okay.
Right. Don't say unless your friend tells you that you should
say. That's Yerushas. Okay, that's the drasha according to Rashi.
Lo ay Rashel.
Okay. After this whole discussion, the Gemara says as follows. Michlal de Tervayu Sfir Lehu Milum. So everybody holds, who is Michlal de Tervayu? So Rashi tells us, a little bit out of order. Rashi tells us, the second to last Rashi on the page, Michlal de Tervayu Mehader Le'el. This is going back to what we saw above on Gimel Amud Beis, yesterday's daf. Midamer Le Rish Lakish Le B'Yochanan. Rish Lakish has said to B'Yochanan, Imami Lum Kol Kosa Behem Mechule V'Odi Le Michlal de Tervayu. What does that mean? Rish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, if you're learning from Miluim that that's the source of the 7 days of Hafrasha, then just like the Miluim, everything that's mentioned of the 7 days of preparation of the Mishkan is Ma'akev, so too the 7 days of Hafrasha should be Ma'akev also. Meaning, if you have a backup Kohen Gadol, in case the Kohen Gadol main one gets Tameh or dies, that second Kohen Gadol should need 7 days of Hafrasha. Because the Miluim is a source. If Miluim is a source of 7 days, it's going to be Ma'akev everything else. Because during the Miluim, everything was certainly Ma'akev. You missed one part of the Miluim,
start
all over again. So if that's the source, same thing, everything by the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippurim should also be Ma'akev. Now, Rish Lakish asked this question to Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan could have said, no, what do you mean? Whoever said that Miluim is Ma'akev, maybe things by the Miluim were not Ma'akev.
Right.
He doesn't respond that way. The implication being that both Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan agree that everything stated by Miluim, everything there is Ma'akev.
Uh-huh.
So now the Gemara says, Michlal de Tervayu, both Reish Lakish and Yochanan hold, Svir Lahu, Miluim, Koa Kosa Behem, Ma'akev. Everything that's stated in the Miluim is Ma'akev. Ditmar, Miluim, it's said about the Miluim, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Hanina, they had a machlokas. Chad Amar, Koa Kosa Behem, Ma'akev. The Chad Amar, Dabar, Ma'akev, Ladoris, Ma'akev. Shein Ma'akev, Ladoris, Ain Ma'akev. So the machlokas as follows. One opinion, we don't know who yet. One of these two held that every single thing that's mentioned in the context of Miluim is Ma'akev. And the other opinion held, no, only something that's Ma'akev L'Doros would be Ma'akev during the time of Miluim. Something that's not Ma'akev L'Doros would not be Ma'akev L'Miluim. The Gemara is going to give examples in a second. So who says which? So first the Gemara says, Tistayim, let's conclude. Rabbi Yochanan who? The Amar, Kol HaKosa Behem Ma'akev Behem. Let's conclude that Rabbi Yochanan is the opinion that held everything that's mentioned in Miluim is certainly going to be Ma'akev. Midikamar Le, like the Gemara had said before, we just quoted in Rashi, Rabbi Shimon Reish Lakish, Midikamar Le Reish Lakish Le Rabbi Yochanan, Ima Miluim Kol Kosa Behem Ma'akev Behem, V'lo Kamahadei Le V'lo Midit Tistayim. And Rabbi Yochanan does not respond back to Reish Lakish. What do you mean? Whoever said everything's Ma'akev. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan did not respond that way sounds like we just mentioned that Rabbi Yochanan's mode to Reish Lakish, everything that's written by them is ma'akev by them. But, however, Bechanina would be of the opinion only things that are ma'akev the Doris would be ma'akev in the Miluim. Things that were not ma'akev won't be ma'akev in the Miluim. So tomorrow we'll see. It's a little early, but tomorrow we'll see. My Benaya, what's the nafkamina between these two opinions? And
I just can't believe they keep on going on the same topic. It's like already 5 times 4 times. Wow.